Hello, friends, and welcome back to another podcast of Woman at the Well Ministries, where we believe that all of us have to come to Jesus like the woman at the well in John chapter 4. Our highest priority is making God real in your life. Whether you are listening in our app, in your favorite podcasting app, or on our website at watwm.org, we invite you to sit down with us as we look to the scriptures to learn more about God and to strengthen your daily walk with Jesus Christ.
Living her life for Christ. She's a happy girl.
We live in a world where for most people, talk is cheap and they will say whatever they want, whether or not it is nice, true, or necessary. But scripture tells us that we are to value our words. Words are powerful and have the opportunity to build others up or tear others down. They can have a lasting impact on a person's self-esteem, confidence, and overall well-being. Proverbs 25:11 says a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. Every word you speak creates a picture for others to see. Our words should lead others to Jesus. Join us in this podcast as Kim takes us on a journey through the scriptures, examining the power of our words.
Hello, and thank you for joining us in this podcast of Woman at the Well Ministries. And what an absolute pleasure it is to spend this time with you in the Word of God. As I'm thinking about this scripture in Proverbs 25:11, which says, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver, it reminds me of how beautiful our words can be. And when you speak the words that you're using, they create a picture for others to see. And I believe that when I look at this verse, it reminds me of apples that are framed, these golden apples that are framed in this amazing frame of silver with light just glistening and bouncing off of this framed picture in ways that as you look from different angles, you see different things, but all of them are bright. And when I think about brightness, I think about the fact that brightness is the opposite of darkness. And I realize that light dispels darkness. And I know that the devil is in this world because he's the prince and the power of the air of the world. But I also know that Jesus is greater than him. And I believe that so often we introduce the devil into our conversations. We bring the devil into our relationships, and we do it with our words because we're speaking things that are dark and we're speaking things that are negative and we're speaking things that are hurtful. But when we come into our relationships with words that are uplifting and encouraging, then what we're doing is we are giving space for the Lord to work. We are opening up people's hearts and their minds and pushing the devil away so that the Lord can have his place in our relationships and his place in our homes and his place in our conversations. See, Jesus is the foundation of all things. And Jesus wants to be the center of all things. And he can be the center of all things, including your relationships, if you bring him into it. And when you think about how powerful words are, I want you to remember that God spoke the world into existence. I want you to remember that when Jesus healed the blind, he spoke as he touched them. And I want you to remember the amazing account of Lazarus dead in the tomb. He'd been dead 4 days. And when Jesus comes to the tomb, He speaks, Lazarus, come forth. Words are powerful. Words are the means by which we establish our relationships. Words are how we understand who people are, what's going on in the world around us. Words, whether they are spoken or whether they are thought in our heart, is how we pray to Jesus. It's how we speak to God through Jesus the Son. It's how we call upon the name of the Lord to be saved. Words are powerful, but so many of us speak them and we don't even think about what we're saying. So many of us don't own the fact that our words are so powerful that they affect people emotionally, intellectually, and physically. They can have lasting impact on a person's self-esteem, confidence, and overall well-being. How we speak to ourselves and others can influence our thoughts, our beliefs, our actions, and even shape how we see the world. Words are not just things that fall quickly out of our mouth. They are powerful, and they unleash incredible power. You can choose to unleash power that builds and encourages and uplifts and creates a place where people are free to understand who God is. They're free to live in His presence. They are free to be the person that God has called them to be. Or you can speak words that are negative and tear down and are hurtful. But don't ever underestimate the power of your words. They are either building up or they are tearing down. I want you to think about what John 1:14 says when he said the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Word, Jesus Himself, the Word of God. If you're not convinced to this point of the power of words, open up your Bible and begin to read. It changes everything. For a sinner, it changes their eternity when they read the Word of God and embrace it and receive the life-giving, saving grace of Jesus Christ. To the downtrodden Christian who is feeling the stress and problems of the world, when they begin to read, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leadeth me beside the still waters. They begin to feel the power of His presence in their life, and they begin to understand the love, the grace, the mercy, the joy, the peace that passes understanding. To the scared, it becomes a calming presence. As they read about the fact He will never leave us nor forsake us, as they understand He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. To those that are in need, and they begin to read the promises in Philippians that says that He will supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory. To the weak, when they read that He says He'll supply all of the strength to do what He's called you to do. To the ones who are needing hope, and they read that He says He will complete that which He has begun in you. To the lonely, when He says, nothing will separate me from you, your love, my love for you. If you choose to receive me as Savior, I will never, ever stop loving you. Even when you reject me, I won't stop loving you, but you will choose to be without me. And then when you're wondering what happens when this world is over, and your eyes glance upon John chapter 14, and He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. Oh, what a hope. Oh, what a joy. His words are life-giving. They're life-changing. They transform you because they're truth. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So that leads us to the concept of, what are our words doing? Because if they're not building up and encouraging and lifting others up, then they must be tearing them down. Sometimes silence is deafening. Oftentimes we see people use it as a weapon. Don't fool yourself. Not speaking isn't the nice way. Choosing to not speak if you have nothing good to say is. But when you choose silence, you choose not to give love. You choose not to build up. You choose not to encourage. When you choose silence and you turn a deaf ear, you choose to let the space that God has given you to go void of the love he's told you to fill it with. In John chapter 13 and verse 35, he says, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." And then in 1 John 3:18, he says, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." He's saying we have to love in ways that are more than just words, in ways where deafening silence isn't a weapon, where in times of struggle and stress, we are talking and we are communicating. Husbands and wives, listen. Silence allows the devil to put things in your head and allows you to create often untrue scenarios. Speak your words of love. Ask your questions. Talk about the things that are important to you. Do the things with each other that allow you to share and make memories to talk about for days to come. Choose your words wisely. Let them be like apples of gold and pictures of silver. Don't miss the opportunity to tell someone you love them, because you're not promised that you'll have another opportunity. You don't know when that person you love, when their time on earth is ending. And you want to speak life-giving words to their heart, to their spirit, to their soul. Words are powerful, and they are lasting, and they are important, and you must choose them wisely. And you must choose to use them. And don't use them like grains of sand on a beach, but use them like pieces of gold in your bank. Not being stingy, but being careful. Use words that build up and encourage and lift people up. Use words that show you your heart, because that's what your words are doing. If you are a negative person with negative words, you have a negative heart, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Fill yourself with the love of God. Fill yourself with his goodness. Fill yourself with his mercy. Fill yourself with his honor and his glory. Walk in his commandments and let your words reflect the amazing relationship you have with Jesus. Each of us right now must take a moment and reflect, how do our words reveal our relationship with Jesus? Some of us may be quick to anger, but we must be slow to speak. We cannot just spout off things and believe that when we're done and we say, "I'm sorry," even if we truly mean it, that it's all over. All of us in our lifetime have either heard the story or seen the illustration where you have these two individuals and one person is speaking, and as they speak negative words, they are just pounding a nail in a board. So after about a 5-minute conversation, and they've really told this person off, and for a split second in their life, they might feel relieved because they got it off their chest. And then they realize that they've hurt this person's feelings, and they begin to say, "I'm sorry." And so with the "I'm sorry," they start to pull out the nails of this board. But guess what? The holes are still there. My friend, if you can get a glimpse of that illustration of how powerful your words are, the holes in that board will never be filled the same again. In a moment, you can destroy families. In a moment, you can destroy friendships. In a moment, you can destroy your reputation, all because you were not careful with your words. But the scripture says that your words are meant to be beautiful. Because when you speak them correctly, and I don't mean with great grammar, it's not an educated speech that moves people's hearts. It is a combination of words that are filled with love and mercy and grace and goodness that bathes a person's heart, and it will massage the bad things of this world away. It will change hardened hearts into soft hearts. It will change how a person thinks about themselves and others. Great words, words of wisdom, words of goodness, words of love, words filled with Jesus and who he is will change other people. But you can't be speaking good words one moment and bad words the next moment and expect people to feel good about themselves when they're in your presence. Because those holes in the board of their heart, they're still there. And people, you have to realize that your words are demonstrating your relationship with Jesus. And he says, to love not in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and truth. So he's saying, little children, believers, dear ones, let us just not love in theory. Let us just not talk about how we love, but by giving action and in truth and in practice and in sincerity, not just lip service. Because it's the practical acts of love that are more than just any quick words we could say that we love them. So we can use words cheaply, even if we're saying the right word. Because if you don't mean it, if you're not backing up your words of love, if you're just saying them to get something, if you're just saying them so that you can receive from that person what you want, if you're not there for them, if you're not really loving them, then those words aren't glistening like apples of gold and pictures of silver either. They're just words. Words can be powerful and words can be empty. Words that have no emotion behind them, no action in them, and don't line up with how you treat others, no matter how they sound, will never paint the picture you're trying to paint. But when you come into a relationship, you come into a marriage, you exist in a family where your words are spoken that back the actions you are giving, that resemble the practice of your love, your mercy, and your grace that you are always meeting out. When you have that kind of conversation, it is then that you will offer powerful, life-giving words. And when your words are founded and predicated in the Word of God, and you are speaking His truths, He will use them to transform others. But He can't use an unclean vessel to transform anyone. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 4:29, to let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. In Ephesians 4:29, we are simply being told that your mouth can minister grace, but don't be talking foul or polluting language. Don't use evil words or unwholesome or worthless talk. Don't let it ever come out of your mouth, but only speak or use words that are good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others. Ones that fit the occasion, that fitly spoken word in Proverbs 25:11, so that your words may be a blessing and give God's favor and grace to those who hear them. When people are in your presence, do they walk away feeling closer to the Lord? Do they feel loved? Do they feel as if they have hope? Have you spoken wisdom from God's word? Love from your heart that is bathed in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? See, Proverbs 18:21 says that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. They're telling us that those who love and indulge will eat the fruit and bear the consequences of their words. If your words are full of what God wants them to be, if they are edifying and lifting up, if He's using you to encourage and to help others, then, my friend, you're going to bear those consequences. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Sow kindness. Sow joy. Sow peace. Don't sow chaos, hatred, hurt. But instead, let your mouth be an instrument that God can use to bring him glory, honor, and to assist others in knowing who God is. There's power in your words, and you can choose to let the Lord control your tongue, as James talks about, or you can let the devil use it to tear down. But I encourage you from the depths of my heart to pay attention to the words you are speaking. Matthew 12:36 says, "But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment." I'm all about laughter and fun, and I love that in my relationships. But I'm also careful, as I understand that God has given us a voice. And the voice he has given us is to speak his truth. He said to go into all the world and preach and teach the gospel. And your world, my friend, are those that are around you. And your primary purpose of your words is to be his hands and his feet and to lead others to him. As your heart becomes more submitted to him, as you turn to him and trust him fully and completely, you become more like him, and your words should follow suit. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That thought alone gives you a perfect picture of the power of your words. And he said, "A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver." Today, choose to allow your words to match your actions, and for your words and your actions to give honor and glory to the Lord. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Matthew 5:16. Today, choose your words wisely, and remember you are loved. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for joining us in today's podcast. You can visit the show notes for quotes from today's podcast and scripture references. We pray today has been a blessing, and we encourage you to reach out to us through our app, our website, or our Facebook page. You can find our app by searching for Woman at the Well Ministries in your app store or through our website at watwm.org. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/watwm. If you visit our website, you'll be able to subscribe to Bible Bits, a daily devotion written by Kim and delivered Monday through Friday by text message. Woman at the Well Ministries is a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving our Heavenly Father. And it is through your loving and generous support that our ministry continues to bless others. To learn how to partner with Woman at the Well Ministries, please visit our website. Thank you to the gospel group Fudge Creek for letting us use their hit song, Happy Girl. We greatly appreciate your prayers. We are praying daily for our listeners. Remember that God loves you. You are loved.
To have, and I was wondering, could you show me how you smile this world away? You're a happy girl, she's a happy girl, she's a happy girl, living a life for Christ, she's a happy girl. She just knows whatever happens, God is in control. She's a happy girl. Happy girl.